We turn now to Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. She's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for being on the program.
Good morning, Layla. It's great to be on.
So, Senator, you said Judge Kaczmarek's ruling on Friday, who you referred to as notoriously conservative, was truly shocking. What shocked you?
Well, Layla, what's shocking here is that one judge in Amarillo, Texas, should not be able to decide whether a woman in Montana or Wisconsin or every woman in the country can get the care they need. This drug, as been pointed out by your correspondents, have been used in half of the abortions in the U.S. It's been on the market for more than 20 years after a four-year approval process by the FDA, and it's used safely in over 60 countries. This is just another example of extremists trying to take away women's rights to make their own decisions about their health care. We think they should be able to make those decisions, not one judge in Amarillo, Texas, and certainly not politicians.
But look, it's been clear that anti-abortion rights groups have been working to make abortion illegal for decades, which culminated in the overturning of Roe v. Wade. They've been doing that work through the federal courts, which Senator Mitch McConnell helped to reshape with more conservative judges when he was majority leader. So what can your party actually do to counter this?
Well, I share everyone's frustration about what this judge did. I hope you can tell that. But the first answer is to fight.
Well, not everyone's frustrated. Some people support what this judge did.
All right. Everyone that is interested in getting their own health care. Mm-hmm. All right. So as you look at this, first, you got to fight it aggressively in the courts. And remember, he did a really weird thing. Mm-hmm. There's a six-year statute of limitations that covers when you can start appealing these things after they've been decided. This just hasn't been used in a way that he's used it before. So, and even his own, the lawyers challenging it, noted that they hadn't seen anything like this before. So in the Fifth Circuit, which is yes, conservative, you could see them using something like that as a reason to at least stay this beyond the week so it doesn't take effect, or in fact, ruling the other way. And then the Supreme Court, same thing, based on this procedural mess that he got us into as a country, because you could actually use this for any drug. You could use it for contraception. Some judge could say the same thing. They could say, well, yeah, okay, that was 20 years ago, and I know you have to be able to appeal in 6 years, but I find an exception to that because I didn't think you should get your approval process done in four. That's how absurd this is. So I think people should be watching for that procedural way out of this mess.
What do you think happens if it ends up at the Supreme Court?
Look, no one can predict. I just look at the facts here. I look at the fact that the American Medical Association, which isn't like a radical group, they actually said immediately in a very strong statement, there is no evidence that people are harmed by having access to this safe and effective medication. We have got decades of proof to support that statement. There is a reason why judges don't usually enter these kinds of orders. Mm-hmm. Doctors and scientists make these decisions, not judges. So I think that's a different posture before the Supreme Court than even the Dobbs decision.
Now, you've pointed out, and many have pointed out, the majority of Americans support some access to abortion health care. And you co-sponsored the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify the right to abortion access as it was laid out in Roe v. Wade. A 2022 version of the bill failed when Democrats did control the House. Now Democrats don't control the House. So what is the Democratic strategy in Congress when it comes to access to abortion?
The first is to push this bill forward. And yes, we don't believe right now those Republicans in the House, those MAGA Republicans, and actually Republican leaders in the House, as opposed to some of the voters out there, where you rightly point out 70-80% of the people are with us on this, are going to let this bill go forward. But that doesn't mean that Democrats in the Senate won't keep pushing it. We just have put together that bill. We just put it forward after we did in the last Congress. The House under Democrats had voted for the bill before, so we'll keep pushing it. We also can push other votes on this, including the availability of this of this abortion drug. We have to be aggressive, but the people of this country have to be aggressive. Once again, we call on the people of this country to come out and say what they think, that this is an outrageous decision and that this judge in Amarillo, Texas, shouldn't be making decisions for the women of this country. And it ultimately ends up in the election.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Layla. It was great to be on.